Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Folks, time for us to get back into the swing of things in this hour of the DJV program. Friday is upon us, January the 14th. Guess what, Jennifer? Over the weekend, what? We'll be halfway through the month of January. Victoria Keelan is here, and Jay Kirshner are all celebrating Friday in different ways, but when we get together on this program, we're sort of celebrating things together. I wonder if the if there's a celebration, if that's the right way to look at this, Jennifer, the fact that your fabulous governor, what an outstanding public servant he is, Governor Gavin Newsom, has denied parole for Sirhan Sirhan, the guy that killed Robert F. Kennedy. And I don't even know how it got as far as it did. I'm surprised he's even lived this long. He's 77 years old, so he's been in jail since, what, the early 70s, late 60s? He killed Kennedy in 1968.
I don't think they knew who it was right away, right? I don't think this was like an unsolved murder for a while.
No, was it?
It was weird that two of Robert Kennedy's kids, two of his sons, I don't know how many kids he had, I can't keep the Kennedys straight, but apparently two of them were in favor of Sirhan Sirhan getting released, which is odd. And then the other siblings came out and they were like, they're smoking crack. Like, what is happening?
Right. Yeah. Forgiveness, no. I mean, I'm happy
with that.
I don't say a lot of nice things about the California governor because I think he's just a bag of hot air in a suit with some hair on top of his head. But I think this is
like
the right thing
to
do. Yeah.
The right thing to do. I don't know.
You try to assassinate somebody, you stay in jail, I guess, right?
Yeah.
You assassinate someone, not even try, you do, and you sit in jail.
And you've got it. Okay, so yesterday I saw this headline blurting or just sort of everywhere. And I wonder how many people listening are affected by the settlement for student loans. This company called Navient, which has my daughter's loan, still has been changed three or four times in three or four different companies, have had it from the last, 20 years since she got out of school. They settled for $1.85 billion with all the state attorneys generals, resolving allegations that it steered borrowers into costly repayment plans. These people are, they escape me when it comes to trying to describe these people, this company preying on students who have no money, families that have no money. If they had the money, they wouldn't be borrowing the money to go to school. Right. With all the pressure that there is to go to college. Everybody's got to go to college, which is not true, because everybody ought not to go to college. And a lot of the secondary, smaller liberal arts colleges sadly ought to go out of business because they don't have enough starch to attract, there's a lot of mediocre colleges around. And
trade schools, too, that you have to pay for, like for-profit ITT Technical Institute.
Yep.
And I think at one point early on in this, and this goes back, multiple years now, I think when Trump University had all the problems, which a lot of it had to do with accreditation. So if people were paying for, and not just Trump University, but like
what did you
all
learn
these,
at Trump? Just out of curiosity.
I have no idea. I don't know if it was a business type school. I'm not sure. But I know that they got into some trouble in the state of New York and have since shut down. But this is, these are people trying to learn a skill and a trade, and a lot of them can't afford, for whatever reason, most of them are minorities, and some of them, have a high dropout rate, and then you're stuck with these loans that you don't even have a job to pay off the loans. It's a mess. And then the percentage rates were crazy. I mean, this is, I don't know, I'm fortunate that I didn't have college loans, but I have a lot of friends who do. And
Jennifer, you had college loans, didn't you?
No,
you paid
no,
as
I
you
paid
went.
As I went, yeah.
Yeah, Jay, did you have any trouble with college loans or any?
No, I did the same, paid as we went.
Paid as you went, yep, okay. Well, there are 350,000 federal student loan borrowers who were placed in certain types of long-term forbearance. They get payments of about $260, so what the hell does that do?
How does that help? I know.
Nothing. It's zero. That's an insult.
I know. Yeah. And all the millions and up to, what, it was at $1.85 billion or something, that this settlement, where does the money go? It just, it should go back to the people who have been directly affected by this.
Well, it's debt cancellation. It's not really money out of their pocket. It's debt cancellation for a lot of people who borrowed money. It was Sallie Mae. I remember going back into that when that was where we applied for Megan's loan. Sallie Mae was the primary lender at the time. And so they were the ones then were sold to this Navient. There's a bunch of Alibaba and the 40 Thieves. Would you mind one of you taking a quick stroll down that road and see where Navient's headquarters are? I have a sneaking suspicion that it's not an American company and that it may be headquartered somewhere in Asia, if you know what I mean. So let's see if I'm right or I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. If I'm right, I'm right.
Wilmington, Delaware, which means anything. Everything
well,
is, you know,
everything
then,
in,
yeah,
yeah.
Well, everything
right.
is
in incorporated that in could, Delaware because they have no corporate taxes. Yeah.
Right. So that could be mm-hmm.
all those financial things. All credit cards,
yeah.
loan
yeah.
companies.
They're
all
there.
There.
Either that or they're in Nevada, I think. There's Nevada and there's one other state. I think it's out west that's pretty good for this sort of thing. All right. So what does that mean, though, to people? Is there a place they can go look up whether they're affected or not by this? There must be some
website. If you
website.
Are affected by it, apparently you're going to be notified this spring. And so you'll be getting, just be on the lookout. If you or, you know, a loved one might qualify for this, just be on the lookout for some important mail that will let you know how they're going to handle this. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Now, the LGBTQ community and members of Congress have gone to the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, to revise the blood donor policy on sexually active gay and bisexual men. Why? Is there
they
a shortage?
They can't donate blood. And yes, there's a major shortage.
Why
because
can't
of
they
COVID.
Donate blood? Why?
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, it's okay. This is something. This is a leftover from the 80s AIDS crisis and 90s AIDS crisis, and it never changed. And I remember when I was working for a radio company, and we did like a blood drive, and a friend of mine who was a colleague who's gay, I said, oh, are you going to go and give blood? And he goes, no, I'm not allowed to give blood. And I'd never heard of this before. And I said, what do you mean? And this was like in 2014. And he was like, no. He goes, I'm a gay man. He said, I am not allowed to donate blood. And then he told me the whole thing. It is so discriminatory. It's disgusting. And he, you know, and the sexually active straight people, they have no, there's no waiting period. If you're a gay man, you're supposed to withhold from sex for 90 days before you give blood. That's the rule. So he's like, yeah, he goes, I could go and lie. He goes, I'm in a committed relationship. He's like, but sure. He goes, I could go and lie and say that I'm single and I haven't had sex with anyone in 90 days. But he's like, it's just the principle of it, why we're being excluded. And he said, this is just, I mean, it was really heartbreaking, actually. I mean, to see the exclusion, it just in a regular office environment while people are trying to donate blood, it's horrific. And I'm happy that someone's finally addressing it, because it's a big deal in the gay community. It's really hurtful. And it has no, there's no science to it. There's zero science behind it.
No, it's not. It's not. You're not about science. It's about prejudice. You know that. Come in.
Well, it is probably now about that. But I got to tell you, like, you know, everybody loves to hold up Dr. Fauci. And Dr. Fauci was very much involved with AIDS research. And I can remember, and I'll tell you this, and, you know, it seems silly to say it now, but when people didn't know about AIDS, I mean, my mom was, you know, my mom's an actor, or was. That's what she came to California to be. And she would be in lots of productions. Excuse me. And one of her best friends is a guy who ended up dying from AIDS during the L.A. riots. And I can remember my mother not letting me sit on his toilet seat when we would go to his house and she would do table readings. And this is nothing about my mother. It's not that she didn't love him. It's that the information was that you could get AIDS off of a toilet seat. There was huge amounts of craziness happening when the AIDS epidemic started. And I think, I know I'm just a little bit older than the ladies, they might not remember it because I was little when this started. But I can remember people being really, truly frightened. And that's nothing about, I know everything we know now, and so this should not come into play. But I would imagine that's probably where this all started, because people were losing their minds. There's even documentaries out now about it, just all that information and fear that was happening during the probably the mid-'80s.
But they screen your blood for...
Oh, of course, now they do. Yeah.
It's just so ridiculous.
Doesn't matter
if this
where
is
it
some
comes
holdover.
From.
Yeah,
totally.
It's just purely
But I'm sure that's where it started, is what I'm getting at. I'm sure of it.
Well, and think about it today. If you're in a health crisis yourself and you're going to die if you don't get a blood transfusion, do you really care where that blood is coming from, who that blood is coming from, as long as it's healthy blood?
No. I mean, that's. I mean, maybe some
Nobody
people do, but they wouldn't know.
Yeah,
but most people wouldn't. Yeah, it saved my life.
Yep. And because of Omicron and just in general the pandemic, the blood supply, the Red Cross has been begging for volunteers to go and give blood, and they need to open it up, and it could go up by 2-4% the national supply if they allowed gay men to donate blood. So I hope it passes, because it's so stupid and antiquated.
Really, what do you really think, Victoria?
I think I stand up for people who are...
She's right.
This is an injustice. This is a major injustice.
And it's not even... Forget about the people who want to give the blood for a second. They shut down a clinic. They shut down UCLA's medical center just this week in California because there's a blood supply shortage. So if you people who want to give the blood, like, how dumb are you to say, no, we don't want it? Just screen it, make sure it's good blood, and move on.
It doesn't make
any sense.
That's what rumor and innuendo will get you, though, under the circumstances. It's time for us now to have questions answered. If you're losing weight rapidly, at the beginning of the year, a lot of people lose weight rapidly, and then by the time they get to springtime, when they really, you know, they want to look more svelte, if you will, fit into the bikinis and the bathing suits and stuff for springtime, you have to think, okay, now that I've lost the weight, how do I keep it off? The one-word answer to that is Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Why? Well, simply because it works. It's all natural. America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. People listening to this program around the world ordering, there are people all over the place ordering this because it does work. It's awesome. Go to toploss.com. Use the DJV code when you check out. You won't have to pay for shipping. And you get the early New Year's New You bargains. That's it, toploss.com.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
So I used the savings from switching to Progressive 30 years ago to buy tickets to the championship game. You know, between those two teams that didn't exist 30 years ago. Yeah, I'm a big Alaska Palm Trees fan. Which is a team now? In the future?
So switch to Progressive and save big, because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Everybody's going to eventually get Omicron in some way. Either you're going to know it or not. But before Omicron goes away, just about every person, and the former head of the FDA said this before testimony in front of Congress in the last several days, everybody in the country is going to get Omicron, whether they know it or not.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now on the DJV program, Trending Time, as Victoria and Jennifer and Jay work their way through all of this stuff. I listen, you learn, it's all very exciting. It's National Dress Up Your Pet Day. We're going to deal with that. And ye, yay, you, young,
Oh boy.
Not that they're together because they aren't, although maybe he's got a dog that he dressed up. Anyway, there's a couple of stories floating around, and you're going to find out directly from the horse's mouth, or the lady's mouth, what's going on after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, so let's see. We can maybe take advantage of the opportunity here to talk about yay. What's going on with him? Why do we care?
What do I follow that with? Why do we care? The artist formerly known as Kanye, now just Ye, allegedly involved in a battery incident in L.A. He was a named suspect in the report. Allegedly, an argument occurred at the corners of Santa Fe and Bay Streets, and
Police weren't exactly able to specify the details, but there is an investigation going on. No arrests were made. And there's footage from the alleged incident that shows West appearing to shove a fan who approached him asking for an autograph. There's a lot of, like, quote-unquote, alleged, quote-unquote, appearing in this story. But that's what's going on.
There's
who is that
video,
with his new lady?
Right?
Yeah, there's apparently a video. I've been searching for this video, and I can't find what I thought was a clear shot of what was actually happening.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
No. No, I just saw that TMZ reported that there was a video, and then they transcribed what he was saying, and it just basically, like, someone annoyed him, and he was going at them and yelling and screaming. So I don't know what happened, but I don't know if someone was provoking him.
I never hear anything good about this guy. How'd he get to be so popular?
Music. Mm-hmm. He hit the scene first as a recording artist. He's a fashion designer, and then of course, marrying.
He sounds like he's a jerk. That's what he sounds like.
He does have was he diagnosed? He was actually diagnosed.
Yeah,
he's bipolar, right.
Yeah. And he refuses to take medication, which is I think part of the reason why it just didn't work out to be married to Kim. And so some of this stuff you never know. Is this really just a fan provoking him?
What if he's been vaccinated? He's speaking of, you think he's been vaccinated?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything about that. I don't know.
Well, if you don't take medication, a lot of times people who don't want to take medication for things like
that. Yeah, that's true. There could be a correlation.
Don't want to be vaccinated. All right. The dress up your pet item, which has been part of our back and forth for the last 3 or 4 days, the solution to the problem of how your pets look will be coming up in the next half hour here.
I know you've been waiting a little bit longer than normal.
Jen's manicure spot needs an extra pair of hands.
Who's at the front desk right now?
Someone who's handy with everything from nail files to spreadsheet files.
Pedro's not coming in today, but we have that whole bachelorette party.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Make 2022 your year to glow at Ulta Beauty's Love Your Skin event, happening now. Upgrade your skincare routine and discover your healthiest skin yet with up to 50% off daily beauty steals from faves like Tula, First Aid Beauty, and Clarins. Feel your best with a skincare routine made just for you. But hurry, this event ends January 22nd. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. With the all-electric Ford F-150 Lightning, customers can share miles with other electric vehicles, those built by Ford and other manufacturers. With available Pro Power on board, the 2022 F-150 Lightning and F-150 Power Boost hybrid trucks are high-energy power sources on wheels with multiple uses thanks to their onboard generators and high-capacity systems. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden on Thursday expressed uncertainty on whether his party would be able to pass what Democrats call voting rights legislation through Congress. As roughly 80% of American voters want some form of voter ID, Biden's partisan voting rights bill does not include such verification. The president said he planned to end the 60-vote filibuster rule in order to get his partisan bill through the House. That seems unlikely at this point, as Democrat Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema oppose changing the filibuster rule.
And while I continue to support these bills, I will not support separate actions that worsen the underlying disease of division infecting our country.
North Korea fired at least 2 ballistic missiles Friday, the third test in 2 weeks, just hours after criticizing a U.S. push for new sanctions over the previous launches. North Korea defended the missile tests as a legitimate right to self-defense. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
The Supreme Court Thursday blocked President Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandates for large private companies. Republican senatorial candidate Dr. Mehmet Oz told Newsmax SCOTUS got it right.
Well, it should never have gotten this far, but there's no question the Supreme Court was right to step in and block Biden's efforts, because these vaccine mandates, these testing mandates, and by the way, they're not just on gargantuan businesses. We're talking about businesses with more than 100 people. It would have affected 80 million Americans. Think about that. A large part of the working force of America would have been affected by these. And these policies have failed over and over again. And the reason I say they shouldn't have gotten to this point was because, as a doctor and as a scientist, I just don't see the merit. Mandates do not work. They don't motivate people. You can force people to do what they don't want to do, but you build up a lot of bad will with that, and you affect the ability for us to give advice in the future. It also affects schools returning to normal function. They go back to remote learning. Government, you know, is trying to keep up. They can't. They're not able to do this, so they end up shutting down businesses, especially small businesses. And the inconsistencies drive business owners crazy, as they do employees, because you can't decide what's supposed to be done to stay safe. The reality is your local doctor is the best resource for you to get advice about what to do. Listen, I'm pro-vaccine. I've been vaccinated. If you're older in America, you're vulnerable, you should get vaccinated. But that's my advice to you. Your local doctor should reinforce it, but it's your choice. It's your body.
After the ruling, President Biden urged employers to impose their own COVID-19 vaccination and testing mandates. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Dr. Jack, what do you do?
If they're talking about food, they're talking about exercise, they're talking about rest, vaccines, or anything else that comes along, unless they say, Dr. Jack, what do you think? They're not ready to hear what I have to say. The majority of people who come to see me just want to get out of pain, and they don't want to sit around and have a family reunion.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour on today's DJV program. It's Friday the 14th of January, and you are having the opportunity of a lifetime listening to all of us talk about things that are going on in the world, trying to help you get ahead, trying to help you make some sense out of the world. You ignore some things and you got to wrap yourself around other things. We've wrapped ourselves around National Dress Up Your Pet Week. Jennifer and Victoria and Jay and I looking at some of these pictures. And so what we're going to do, we have... It's
I
hard
voted
to describe.
Already for a clear favorite.
You did?
Oh. Is it some dog you know? No. Okay, first of all, the little dog wearing the red tutu is just very cute. But I would vote for the Happy New Year dog. That little pups. Oh, that face with the Happy New
That's
Year crown.
That's a cute dog.
But
yeah.
Don't we all think that they're all cool?
They're all adorable.
Especially the one with the little hat. That's my favorite, probably.
I love the two white pitties at the bottom of the list there in their little sweaters. They're so cute. It's they're. This is hard to choose. These are really cute dogs.
Well, and what we ought to do then, instead we don't have a clear-cut winner, let's post them all for everybody to see on our DJV social media. So at Twitter and Instagram at DJV Show, Facebook.com/DJV Show, we will post all of the participants. And we thank you for your participation, but because we don't have a clear winner, let's just give everybody exposure and thank you and congratulate you. I wish we had an advertiser. You know what we should do? I know what we're going to do. Let's get Warren. We'll have Warren. We don't have addresses and stuff. Anybody who sent in a picture, send us your address. Send it to Jay, and I'll get Warren to send you some hugs and kisses, which is a fabulous pet line of vitamins and minerals that Warren Eckstein, our pet guy who does that weekend show that millions of people listen to every weekend, the pet show. He's been doing it for 40 years, but he's an important. He always has tips for us every day, and we talk to him once a week about some of the issues. As a matter of fact, I think we talk to him about pets dressing up, and he didn't much like the idea.
No, he was okay with it as long as your pet is okay with it, because some pets do like to be dressed
that
up.
Is it. Right. Did you know this year the market for clothing lines for pets exceeded $30 million?
Huh? People have too much pandemic time on their hands. They're like, we have nothing to do, so we're just going to dress
up. Let's just dress the dog up. Yeah.
Bunga bunga. The former Syrian intelligence officer.
And also the
officer.
Drinking is up. So, you know, that's when you, like, get drunk and you go, oh, wouldn't he look cute in that little ballerina outfit? And all of a sudden you've got cat costumes coming, or dog costumes coming your way.
The Syrian intelligence officer named Anwar Rastian, I think is his name, sentenced to life in prison yesterday in a ruling by a German court. He was convicted of war crimes, horrible things committed against humanity. He's 58 years old. The reason I'm talking about it is because he's the first person to be criminally convicted over this state-led torture program under the former President Bashar al-Assad during the Syrian Civil War back in, 2011, 2012. 4,000 people were tortured by this guy. 58 people were murdered by this guy. And nobody knows how many people were raped and assaulted by him in Damascus, Syria, in that same period, 2011, 2012, in there. So he becomes the highest-ranking former government official to be tried for these crimes in a foreign criminal court. This kind of thing hasn't happened for years and years. I'm talking about the trial. Who knows what kind of things are going on behind the scenes in some of these eastern countries, places that, you know, nobody wants to go, nobody talks about. But under the circumstances, I just think that it's noteworthy, it's disgusting, it's something I can't even begin to imagine what sort of human being, or are they even, they're subhuman, that want to do stuff like this. Yeah, I just, I don't know, it's so out of my wheelhouse, I don't get it.
You have to be mentally ill,
get it.
Right?
Yeah.
You'd have to be. And I don't know what diagnosis you would get, but there's just no way that you can be of sound mind and want to do that.
No. Nope.
Torture an animal, torture a human, anything like that. It's crazy.
Speaking of something that seems like it's subhuman, the story of Burhan Chowdhury, Chowdhury, lives in Hamtramck, Michigan. He was in court yesterday with his son. He's 72. The son, I think, is 31. And he was in court because he belongs to an association. He lives in one of those gated communities. And one of the association rules is you have to mow your lawn. And this guy apparently didn't have the money to hire somebody to mow the lawn. I don't know why his son wasn't doing it. I don't think he lives there, but he's moved into the area because this guy is dying of cancer, and his cancer treatments have left him so weak that he can't mow the lawn. So the association brings him into court, and the judge says that he, quote, ought to be ashamed of himself, and if she could, she'd give him jail time. So this guy, can you even imagine how this gets into court? But there's video of this. You can see the video. This guy can hardly breathe as he tells the judge what's going on. And yet the judge says, oh, no, you no good SOB. you should be, if I could put you in jail. So she issued a $100 fine for him and said, you got to get it cleaned up in a week. This is totally
inappropriate. I don't know about this. Ooh. Yeah, I don't know about this case, like, in general. Like, I haven't seen the information, so I don't want to comment totally on it. But this is the problem, is that we have people who are willing to let murderers out of jail, and then we have people who want to throw the book at someone crossing the street funny. Can we just not follow the law? I mean, how hard is that? How hard is it to just set a standard and live by it? It's like the gross overreaction from judges throwing the book at people is then letting everybody out of jail, and neither one of those two things are productive. Neither one of them.
What is happening to our system, I guess, is the question, much as anything else. This guy, they were originally from Bangladesh. They came here, I guess they've been legal citizens for 3 or 4 years. Now, this fellow's son has been working in Bangladesh. He comes back and forth, and he tries to, when he's home, take care of the lawn, so it gets mowed once every 3 or 4 months, because that's how often he's home. But the father can't do anything. The story is, there's a lot of video on social media floating around. Also a story in this morning's Washington Post about it. This guy's got lymph node cancer, and he's had it for 2 years. So he couldn't keep up with it. I'm surprised the guy's even looking at the picture of him. I don't even understand how he's still alive. And so it's just that the reason I bring it to the surface is because those sorts of things, as Jennifer appropriately said, are just so unreasonable. You wonder what these people have for breakfast. Really. It's rough. Oh, speaking of that, the conversation about milk has gotten more heated, even though it's outrageous that almonds get cranked up into white water and other things are impersonating milk. But listen to this. This week, there was discovery is not the right word for it, but there is a company, and it's one of the huge big ag companies, working in concert with the Agriculture Institute at the University of Fraser in British Columbia, that has developed a new kind of it's a machine, basically, that makes milk. So what they're trying to do is eliminate the cow. And
what
this
is it made
called
of, the milk?
New cellular agriculture. It's not clear to me what it is made out of, frankly. this is something that's a result of research being done to eliminate methane gas. Excuse me. And to get rid of the, the problems that come from stored manure and cows passing gas as they're out in the pasture or in the feedlot. So apparently cellular agriculture makes biologically equivalent, near equivalent foods. It's not just milk that they're working on, but that's the first thing that's come out of this. It's a different kind of milk, basically plant-based, like some of the meat alternatives. This is the same kind of stuff. You know how Beyond Burgers, what do they call that?
Yeah, Burger Beyond Burgers. Impossible.
Yeah. Impossible. The Impossible Burger, right. Yep. Well, the same people that came up with that are working on this milk. So it could be, before you know it, you'll be not only almond milk and silk milk and whatever else is out there.
Well, I hope
be
this
drinking.
Is better for you, because, like, people don't realize, like, doctors around the country have talked about this, like, on nutrition blogs and stuff, that there is such an uptick in kidney stones. And when they ask the patient, like, well, what's in your diet? No, everyone seems to forget to mention, oh, I live on almond milk, which gives you kidney stones.
Yeah.
I mean, and then the soy milk is horrible for you for, you know, all kinds of reasons
soy
for
here
that.
Is awful.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, hopefully this, if it's genetically modified milk or whatever it ends up being, I mean, it is genetically modified, but whatever it ends up being, I hope it's better for you than some of the alternatives.
Well, but the other side of it is, in Canada, as a comparative to America, they have 18,000 dairy farms. And so with these 18,000 dairy farms come jobs, come cows, come all kinds of things. And so what this, because supposedly there is consumer demand because farmers charge too much money for their milk. Good God. Farmers, dairy farmers especially, barely eke out an existence. Where do these people come from? These are, well, the there are a lot of environmentalists in them. Go ahead.
Yeah, but the problem, I think, from a consumer level is that milk is expensive. And so a lot of people aren't buying milk because it is expensive. So I get it. Everyone's getting screwed. The consumer is, the farmer is, and I don't, you know, who's making all the money?
Well, the
someone's
people
making
are,
money, right?
The people whose name is on the label are the ones making the money. Yeah, and it's not, it's the, and back to who's controlling the ag industry, 80% of it's controlled by four big companies. That's it. Billions and billions of dollars at stake here. 46 past the hour.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
As retail giants and industry specialists prepare to gather at NRF 2022, Retail's Big Show, to tackle the sector's biggest topics and forecast what's next, retail customer engagement specialists and masters reveal new insight from consumers alongside their second annual Unpredictions report. The report helps to explain why online sales are still booming, which brands benefited the most during the pandemic, customer experience and loyalty, and what retailers should focus on to thrive in 2022. Megan York, Global Head of Product Marketing for Amarsys, is here to tell us more.
At Amarsys, we're on a mission to help marketers understand their customers better, and that's one of the reasons we surveyed over 2,000 people to help understand their buying behaviors during this pandemic. Over 30% of people said that they purchased something during the pandemic that they never would have before. Fitness equipment, painting sets, even home tattoo kits. But maybe not also surprisingly, the vast majority of people said whatever they purchased during the pandemic, they're not actually using anymore. That can be said about the treadmill that's sitting in my bedroom right now.
For those of you who have wondered about how to start the new year with a great night's rest, the most important thing is a pillow, a good pillow, a great pillow. And of course, that's where My Pillow comes in. They want to give back. All the folks at My Pillow have had a great year, and so now they're offering great discounts on all of the MyPillow products, most notably the buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. That's it. It's a fabulous way. All different colors, soft, wonderful. The Giza cotton that's used, this is a fabulous way, along with those pillows, to get a great night's rest. All of MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So check it out, MyPillow.com. Go to the product catalog, see what's there. Use the DJV code on the Radio Listener Specials page. And remember, the BOGO deal. Buy one, get one free. That's the offer on the book.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Now 53 after the hour, time every week for Victoria Keenan to go through a list of the top five technology stories of the week. We touch on all kinds of things in a countdown fashion as we get to the weekend. So here are the top five that Victoria has researched, starting with an Uber reality check. I guess that's a good way of looking at it, right?
Yeah, if you're trying to hail an Uber using your Apple Watch and you're wondering why it doesn't work, the reason is Uber is no longer supporting.
It doesn't work.
Yeah, Uber pulled the plug and they're no longer supporting the Apple Watch app. Apparently not enough people were using it, which I can understand because a lot of people don't love the fact that if you're, like, let's say you land at a noisy airport and you're trying to, you know, use your app on your watch, and if you talk to someone, it's not like the easiest thing to talk on the phone with it. So it's, I guess they just found that not enough people were using it. So it's, they've removed it. It's weird. They've left the actual app on the Apple Watch. It just doesn't do anything, and it gives you an emoji with like a sad face. I don't know why they haven't just wiped it from the interface, but eventually that's probably what will happen. But obviously the Uber app is still available on your iPhone or the larger version of the iPad.
All right, number four, a model was stalked in New York after somebody slipped an AirTag into her coat. How many times have we heard this story lately?
This seems to have popped up, especially right before the holiday shopping season in 2021. And so a Sports Illustrated model, her name is Brooks Nader, she was stalked by a stranger who slipped an Apple AirTag tracker into her coat pocket in New York City and followed her around for 5 hours. And she said she only realized it when her iPhone gave her an alert that an unknown accessory was moving with her. And so this is something that, you know, these are cheap AirTags. They're $30. Car thieves are using them to steal cars. Stalkers are dropping them into women's handbags as they pass them on the street. it's this is one of these things right now that it's just it's like the crime du jour. So ladies especially, make sure that you if you get back into your car or if you're walking around and you get an alert on your phone, it's important to go right to a police station and don't go home whatever you do. And if you have an AirTag stuck to your car, if you can't find it, drive to a police station. Do not drive home because someone will be following you. And it's a horrible, scary thing. And this is what technology has done. Yep.
Too much technology. Number three, the latest phishing scam.
More tech. Yeah. Well, we are in the tech report, so it's appropriate. So police in several cities across the U.S. are warning residents that the newest scam to look out for is paying through an app at a parking meter. So if you're using a QR code that's stuck to a parking meter, they are warning you that those are fraudulent sites that capture your payment details and will basically steal your money. So police say that they're discovering this is happening in cities across the country, that people are, you know, they're unsure how to pay the meter because no one has change anymore, and a lot of them don't accept change. So you have to use a parking app, and there's a QR sticker that's stuck right on the meter itself, so people think it's legitimate. They're scanning it with their phone. It's taking them to a site. They're entering their payment information, and all of their info is being stolen. So you have to make sure that these are legitimate sites. Always make sure if you're going to be parking in public that, you know, you look around and see where the signs are that tell you what the official app that city might be using, and don't just trust a sticker on the meter.
All right, number two here, the fact or fiction from the IRS.
Man, this was not like the biggest tech story, but it was the biggest social media tech story of the week by far. Everyone's freaking out about Venmo and PayPal and Zelle and Cash App and the IRS. And so this stuff went all over social media. It's total misinformation. And so what happens is if you are out to dinner with your friends, and this is how often people use Venmo or Zelle, if you're out to dinner with your friends and, you know, you're dividing up the bill or you send your roommate money for your half of the rent and utilities, you're not going to be taxed on that. Neither will your roommate. None of this stuff is taxable. If you are running a side business, though, and you have a transaction of receiving goods and services totaling more than $600, then you will now get a 1099 from whatever cash app you're using. Now, that has been the law for decades. This is nothing new. This is not a new law. This is a new way of reporting the law. So just make sure that you calm down. And if it's over $600 for a business expense, you should already be paying taxes on that.
Mm-hmm. All right, number one this week, the FAA with an important list about 5G.
Yep, Verizon and AT&T are bringing their 5G expansion live on January 19th, and the FAA has chosen 50 airports that will have buffer zones to help prevent flight disruption. So it's not going to prevent 5G, it just delays it.
Should prevent it. 5G is not necessary and dangerous. That's Doug Steffen's read on it. Victoria Keelan and Doug.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.